Blog Talk Radio.
On live, and always, like, to my right, I got my co-host T-Row, and on my left, as usual, on assignment, I got my man Juel G. T-Row, how you doing tonight on this fabulous Friday?
Man, you know what it is, El Boogie. Freestyle Friday. It's the show, baby. We back. What's going on, Freestyle Friday? What's up to the world? El Boogie, how you feel this evening?
Oh, man, I just feel great, man. As usual, we on the block out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And just like outside, we H-O-T. We hot. 106 and screaming, world.
It's pretty hot.
With palm trees. If you want some sunshine, come holler at me. You know what I mean? Make sure you wear your light colors and you wear your nice, beautiful sunglasses. A lot going on. First of all, let's bring out that broom for Memphis. They gone fishing. We gotta give a lot of, you know, credit to San Antonio Spurs, Coach Pop, Tony Parker, and his what he did. Whew. TP, he was cold. And then now you got the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron, as the young people would say, he turned up. He went ham yesterday. And now they're in control of the series 3-2 going back to Indiana tomorrow. A couple things have happened between what we talked about on Monday and where we are now on Friday. T-Row.
Yeah, buddy, let's get to it.
Do you think that San Antonio has a chance for the Larry Brown Trophy? Do they have a chance to win the NBA championship?
Well, El Boogie, you already know, the world already knows, you know, for all our true followers who've been following the show, know that I picked the Memphis Grizzlies to beat San Antonio. And we all saw what happened this week. San Antonio brought out them brooms. Got to make sure the boys went and got that fishing poles and some bait. and they gone now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say yes, San Antonio has a chance against Miami or Indiana, whichever Eastern Conference team should prevail. But San Antonio has a good group of guys right now, dog, that we really need to watch what we say about calling them old. Because, I mean, they've been having the same type of team, haven't switched up anything. We got Miami going to get the big three, and, you know, people trying to follow suit from what Boston did a couple years ago before they won their championship now. And here's old San Antonio, got the same group of guys, same core guys that go out, got Coach Pop, you know, calling the plays, and the boys are just running it to perfection. And now Timmy, looking like a young all-star, a young superstar, shall I say, now in the finals again. And I think that he just might tie that boy Kobe Bryant with them five rings, man. I think he just might be able to take it to the next level. Because we all know, man, Tim Duncan may be old, but this guy is productive when it's time to be productive. You know, so after losing the last 2 years, the way that they went out and now coming up and making it to the NBA Finals this year, yeah, they have a shot. So Miami, Indiana, whoever should be ready to deal with the old squad, get ready. Because San Antonio is waiting.
You know what's so ironic about this series? And if Miami wins, and I'm pretty sure they will, like I said, I thought it would go 4-2. But just looking at the fusion of Manu Ginobili and Dwayne Wade, just seeing the start of their career, how it just went up, and how right now their rhythm is not in sync. If you look at Dwayne Wade and you look at Manu Ginobili, I mean, those two guys are hurting right now, and they're hurting their team. You know, without Tony Parker's 37 points the other night, and Tim Duncan's savviness, you know, it could have been ugly. It could have been ugly for both teams. And I'm going to say this about the Spurs. It's going to be a long series if Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green does not perform just like how they did consistently in the Western Conference Finals. They got to combine for about 25 points every game, about 12 to 13 apiece. So, you know, that's where I am with San Antonio. Yes, they're boring, but they've had a star for 15 years, a pillar. You know how in school they have the, you know, pillars of, you know, the pillars of characters. Tim Duncan is that for San Antonio Spurs. He's not going anywhere. He's on the block. He's in the paint. He's a Don. He's a Don.
Yeah, you got
up to Timmy,
that.
Man.
Yeah, Timmy's doing his thing, man. And I'm, you know, with the way Tony Parker is running the San Antonio train, man, it's going to be real hard to stop those guys. But, you know, I thought that Memphis had the best defense besides Miami as far as in the playoffs. You know, they had a lot of guys, well, especially having Marcus Gasol being the defensive player of the year who didn't show up against San Antonio, you know. But I thought that San Antonio would have trouble, or should I say struggle, with Memphis with the way Memphis was playing at the time. But San Antonio just made them look like they wasn't even worthy. Like, you know, this is not your time, this is our time. And that's why I'm going to give that opportunity or that shot to San Antonio to actually win the NBA championship, because there's nothing new to those guys. I'm not going to say all the guys have playoff or championship experience, but, you know, it's more guys on that team than there are on either Indiana or Miami once they begin the finals. And so when you were talking about D-Wade, you know, it does kind of, you know, for Dwayne Wade, for me, it's almost like he's going through that Bernard King phase. When Bernard King was right at the peak of killing the game and, you know, having all these scoring titles and things like that, the knees were what was giving him trouble. And he had to eventually retire after you know, trying to continue to pay through the pain. And, you know, it just, don't be surprised if not, you know, next year, 2014, 2015, you know, Dwayne Wade says that he's going to have to retire because, I mean, if you can't get him fixed surgically, you know, it's only one other thing to do, and that's just to rest and leave it alone. And, you know, you just can't do what you normally used to doing. So you're going to have to take a break and sit down. Whether he comes back or not, you know, that would be up to him. But the dude has had a great career up until now, but it is just sad to see that he's actually going, you know, through this phase that we've already seen before from some of our greats.
Whew. Now let's transition to this series. Miami and Indiana, game 6. I know a lot of callers, they're hoping that the Heat lose. And let me just throw a couple things out there, you know, that happened last night. Great game, I just want to say that, by both teams. And it seems as though whatever team imposes their style of play is going to win that game. But Indiana, you can't have your backcourt not scoring buckets. How can you? It's amazing to me. LeBron James outscored Indiana in the third quarter 16-13. You had 17 turnovers. Did you see the play by the Birdman against Psycho T? The question for the night is,
Birdman,
should he have got not suspended but thrown out the game? We know the streets is talking. He will not play game 6. David Stern had to make that call. Because if Nazi Muhammad pushed down LeBron James, and don't give me, well, it was a superstar. It was plain as day. And he didn't shove him like a light shove, or we thought that, you know, because we all know LeBron flopped. But it wasn't a light shove. It was a hard shove, like, let's go. That would have been a nice fight. The Birdman and Psycho T. Do you hear those nicknames? The Birdman and Psycho T. The streets is talking. Should he have been thrown out the game?
Yeah. That's my opinion. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do nowadays, man. If you're going to call it in these other games, you got to definitely call it in this type of situation. Because these guys are in a war. Indiana and Miami, I'm speaking of. You know, not no real war, but a basketball war. And it's going to be tough because Miami don't have the big guy toughness that Indiana presents. And so, you know, the referees got to, see, and this is another thing, L Boogie. I can't. The refs are getting on my damn nerves. They better start getting these calls right, man. First, the tiki tack on LeBron to get him called out the game in game 3, in game 4, you know what I mean? And then come back in game 5 and let this happen? Yeah, he should have been thrown out. But, you know, David Stern went back. We all knew that the Birdman was going to, you know, miss a game, be suspended for a game, but he should have been thrown out right then and right there. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. Not only did he catch Psycho T off guard with bumping him from sidelining him, but then he got up in his face like, what? You know what I mean? So, yeah, he should have been thrown out because his was on purpose. You know, Muhammad, he just got up and lightly shoved LeBron. That's why LeBron, he should have been fined $10,000 for that flop that Muhammad, when Muhammad pushed him, because he flopped like a little bit, got Muhammad thrown out the game. So that's the only difference. You know, Psycho T stood his ground when, you know, on the second one. But, you know, yeah, Psycho T would have got knocked out by the Birdman.
Birdman looked like he was ready to sucker punch Psycho T. He was about to incite a riot. And he should have been thrown out because the referee tried to shove him back, and he moved the referee a little bit.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you can't touch the referees or nothing.
Let's talk about, you know, like I always say, you want to be down with the king. He pulled a Ray Lewis just before after the halftime, just before the start of the third quarter. Scored 16 points. And I must say this, it did look like he was back at home with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, let me ask you this, in the press conference, you know, the streets is talking. Was that a jab at Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade? Because that game right there, guess how many points they combined for, bro? Do you remember?
Hit me with the number.
Man, they only combined for 17 points. Excuse me. Yeah, 17 points.
You know what, though? I'm not going to give Chris Bosh a break because he should be playing a little bit bigger than what he's been playing in this series right now, getting hogged out by the young gunner, Roy Hibbert, on that block, you know, looking like a Dikembe, the second coming of Dikembe Mutombo. But as far as D-Wade, I understand the situation. I played to a knee injury, man. And, you know, when the knee don't want you to fly like you normally used to fly, you know, it's hard for you to get – it takes a lot to get up there to do what you got to do. And with how hard D-Wade has been playing, I'm not going to say that it's a shot, that it was a shot fired at D-Wade or Chris Bosh. I think it was something that he had to motivate himself to do because in the first half, LeBron wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? So what he had to do, because if you can remember, after the game, your boy Udonis Haslem had slipped up and mentioned that Juwan Howard had some things to say in the locker room at halftime that they needed that inspirational talk. And, you know, Juwan Howard is a – you know, he's a pioneer in the game. I'm not going to say a pioneer, but for they look up to that guy. You know what I mean? They listen to this guy. When he speaks, they listen because they know what type of player this guy is. And so what happened was after, you know, Juwan said what he said at halftime, then LeBron came out, you know, and if you notice that he didn't even participate in the layup line in the second half. He was just sitting on the bench. And once everybody came over, then that's when he – decided to, you know, we saw the rest. You saw the rest. You know what happened. So I think it was more of a motivational factor for himself to get himself hyped up because he needed to take the lead at that time because there was nobody really doing anything and Indiana was taking over the game, you know. And so they needed something. And LeBron, I think it was just more, you know, for him than it was anybody else.
For one of our callers, Big Brother Al, you talk about George Hill and how good he is. I mean, is he just a home player? Because him and Lance Stephenson on the road, they only had 13 points. I mean, did you see Augustine? Let me lace him up. Let me get back in shape. I can bring the ball up and don't commit a turnover. They're committing unforced turnovers. Sam Young, not even looking at the rim. It's going to be tough.
Lance Stephenson? Yeah, my bad, L Boogie. When you said Lance Stephenson, he threw me out of my seat because he looked like a straight bum last night, looking all scared, like he was intimidated by being in Miami. I didn't know what was going on with that guy.
Well, you know, he was MBG last night. Nothing but garbage.
Nothing but garbage.
You know, they were on the milk carton. I couldn't find them. They was in protective custody.
Didn't he file out? The dude filed out with like 4 points or something.
Oh, man. He scored those late. And for the callers, very late. And when you say late, bro, I know it's, you know, May 31st, but June 1st is tomorrow, so this is for the first of the month. We just want to say that, and always, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Freestyle later on. When we come back, we're going to have some callers talk about the NBA draft. And remember, it's first of the month, so in the streets, can I use that EBT card? I got a couple dollars. Woo! Let's go. I'm back in the asylum. The streets is talking Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You know, if you got a tweet, tweet me at LBoogie15. And you know, I want to give a shout out to my man Coach Duncan out there. How you doing, Coach? You know, we'll get your intake Monday when the series wrap up, you know, 4-2. That's my prediction. You know, so Coach Duncan out there, assistant coach for Cuyahoga Community College. Big shout out to him. Him and the family. Anyway, are we impressed with LeBron's theatrical performance, quarter number three? That's five times in his playoff career that he's outscored an opponent in a quarter. So to our callers, a couple questions to you. Did that impress you last night by LeBron James? Were you awed by LeBron James, but do you expect it so much that it doesn't surprise you? So I'm going to leave that to the callers. Ro, I'm going to get your opinion, you know, before we go to a caller. Were you impressed by LeBron James' performance in the third quarter last night?
Man, yes, I was. LeBron, right when you think that LeBron can't top what he's already been doing from the time he's been in the league at 18 years old up until now, this guy continues to make it happen, man. And when I'm talking about, I mean, you have to really, when you, this is some, LeBron's stats are something that you're going to learn later to enjoy. Because you have to, when you think about it, man, think of it. The dude scored or assisted on 25 of the 30 points that was scored in the third quarter. I mean, just think of that, man. I mean, no, that's magic. And I'm talking about Magic Johnson. You know, Michael Jordan. I mean, it's only a few guys who have ever been able to perform this. Oscar Robertson, you know. And now we're able to see something like, you know, I mean, if you're not impressed with what LeBron does, you just hate LeBron. I mean, you're not thinking of basketball. But if you're looking at it from a basketball standpoint of what this guy can do and what he did in game five in the third quarter for his team, right after he just, you know, he was, everybody was in his face about, you know, LeBron, why were you all up in the eye about after halftime, and, you know, what was the speech about, you know? And so whatever he talked about, he came out and he proved to the world that whatever he was saying in the huddle meant that it just didn't go for the people he was talking about in the huddle. It went for him, too. So he went out, backed it up. And, I mean, how can you not be impressed? Like I say, if you don't like what that guy has done, then it's not the first time he's done this, like help his team score a lot of points and, you know, 25 points, you know, score assist on 25 out of 30 points. It's not the first time he's done that. I mean, that's impressive, dude. I mean, very impressive. Yes, he's done it when he was younger, but, I mean, he does it in situations where his team really needs him, and he makes it look easy, but yet we all know that that's a tough thing to do because you got to have everybody has to be running on the same cycle. If one guy ain't hitting, that means you're not going to be assisting. If you ain't hitting, it means you ain't going to be scoring. So, I mean, for that guy to be able to do what he does like that, that's very impressive, my dude.
Well, we know about Juwan Howard, and he's old school. And if you watch LeBron and his guys in game four, after they got bumped a little bit and, you know, hit, they kind of, like, didn't post up. They kind of, like, didn't go into the arc area. I should say that three-second area, the mosh pit, I call it. So he didn't try too many attempts in that game. But game five, I think that Juwan Howard told him, you guys are playing or acting like that B word that we like to use. And, you know, you already know. So I think that he came out, like you said, he led by example. That was a Ray Lewis moment, an Emmitt Smith moment. So I must say I was impressed because against the Pistons, he just did it. Didn't talk about it, you know, beforehand. It just happened. But, he talked about it. He laid it out, then he played it out. So I was impressed. You know, I was very impressed. So I know a lot of callers might not think so, but we'll see. We'll see. So callers, let us know what you think about that as we continue. So, Ro, who you got coming in? Who's on the yard right now in the asylum?
L Boogie, you with me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Hey, what I was going to say before we get the callers in, man, I want to apologize to the callers. Be patient with us real quick. But, man, I need to talk about I need to talk about the actual Rutgers situation and with the Julie Herman, with the hiring of the new athletic director, Julie Herman. You know, she, since she's been hired on May 15th of 2013, there has been a lot of baggage and a lot of information that has come up against this lady, you know, from how she has conducted herself in the past. You know what I mean? L Boogie, and I really don't understand how a person with so much baggage is able to get a athletic directing job when, you know, her situation is a situation that has a lot of baggage. First, being that her former players, when she was a volleyball coach at the University of Tennessee, called her out and told her how she was, you know, calling her girls out. I'm not going to repeat the names because I think it's inappropriate. You know
sexual
what I mean? Calling them out. Yeah, you know, no, this was against the girls when she was the volleyball coach. The sexual discrimination case is the case from which she just left Louisville. From 2009. And so it's just not one incident. There are two incidents at two separate schools from this lady, and now she's going into Rutgers, being the athletic director, and the president of Rutgers has assured that her job is cool. She ain't got to worry about nothing. Her job is cool. You feel what I'm saying? Rutgers being a state school means that the school is run by the state. And the governor, the big guy, Christopher, I can't pronounce his last name. I'll get his last name right in just a minute. I don't want to mess up his last name. But if you remember, he got into it with Katie, with the lady, the news team lady who called him fat and wanted him to check out his weight. And then he was like, I ain't fat. Well, if you looked in the mirror lately, you know you fat as a hog. And this guy hasn't even stepped in to do anything, and he's the guy that's supposed to be running the show to make sure everything going right. And look what's happening, man. They just destroying a state school, I believe, by hiring and doing all this stuff too quick because they ain't checking nobody's background. They just hiring people just to be hiring people. You feel me?
Yes, I don't understand why you would hire her after you just come out of a scandal. I would think that you would get somebody that's upstanding. When I say upstanding, doesn't have any baggage, just like you said, kind of like a squeaky clean background, maybe someone who's practically new. Maybe this is their first job because you want to go in a positive direction. You want to go in a direction of somebody that has a vision and no baggage right now. She has a lot of experience of baggage. You know what I mean? So that's tough. Why would you do that? Rutgers athletic department, I shouldn't say that. I should say their board should be in question. Because you tell me the streets is talking, by the way. You mean to tell me, L Boogie, head basketball coach at a university, I've discriminated, I've done bad things. The team has written letters to the athletic director stating that I've said things and done discriminatory things to them. I'm released. I get another job at another university. Then I'm released again on bad hardship. Then I become the athletic director. Where do they do that at? Only at Rutgers. Only at Rutgers. I wish they did that in the real world. The streets is talking. If you got any comments, tweet me. Let us know. I don't understand that one either, Ro. How can you do that? Everybody's on the hot seat. You're in question. Everybody's being stooped upon to be getting whacked. The whole setup.
Yeah, they better do something down there in Rutgers, man. They messing the people up down there, man. And if they thinking that by hiring these type of people are going to bring their situation to a better, you know, to a better light early, then they sadly mistaken. They just digging that hole even deeper. You know what I mean? It make me want to go apply for that leg director position over there. Shit, they ain't checking nobody background. Let me go and go over there and get it in.
And let's not talk about the guy G over at Ohio State, the comments that he said.
Oh, about him being cast. he done lost his mind. If he ain't fired next week, man, I don't know what's bad. Man, I'm telling you, something going on.
Why are these guys, I thought that we were teaching young people to think before you talk. And, you know, some people are educated and they might be degreed, but they're not certified. So you have to be certified. That means you got to be degreed in the classroom and you got to be degreed in the street. The streets is talking. That was an idiotic, ignorant statement, G. The comments that you made. You know you can't say those things in public. You know everybody, man, not only are they talking, they watching. You can't say those type of things and at your position. Sergio Garcia, you can't say those things when you're in those type of positions. Yes, around your friends, but you can't say that in the media.
Yeah, they keep bumping their head, El Boogie, you know what I mean? I don't know what them boys be thinking about, but let's go to the asylum, man. Let's get off of that, man. Let's see what the callers got to say, man. I done went dug way back in the back, had to get some keys, man. We ain't used these keys in a minute, El Boogie. Had to go deep. Got my boy, Skeeter Mo Diggins Johnson the third on the line. What's up with it, brother? Skeeter Mo. Hey, what you doing?
Man, I'm over here at the crib with my girl, man. You know, put my thinking cap on, ready for Freestyle Friday, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, you know what? These NBA playoffs, man, are getting thick and heavy. San Antonio done already took care of business against Memphis this week. And now we got, you know, game six coming up tomorrow against Miami versus Indiana out in Indiana.
Yes,
what
sir.
What you think
yes,
about? What's your prediction on the game and who you got going to the NBA Finals to meet up with San Antonio?
Well, to be perfectly frank, Ro, I say they're going to make it game seven because, you know, it's an entertainment world, man. More tickets sold, you know, more fans happy. But I believe the prediction is Miami in seven.
So you got Miami going down and facing San Antonio in the NBA Finals. Now, you know, a lot of reporters and a lot of media people have been picking, you know, Miami to go to the NBA Finals to meet up against San Antonio. One of the questions of the night is, do you think San Antonio has a legit chance or a legit shot at winning the NBA championship if they face up against the Miami Heat?
Absolutely not.
Not unless
the refs gone and put them there. You know what I'm saying? If they don't, but see, I don't like the way the refs been playing. They ain't been calling the MVP of this year's league fouls, man, like a Michael Jordan or say a Steve Nash. But, you know, the refs gonna have to beat Miami as well as San Antonio, or San Antonio is to get that ring.
So you don't think San Antonio has a shot at all at beating the big three of Miami, the way Tim Duncan has been playing and the way Tony Parker has been disposing defenses lately?
Not at all. I don't see him doing it four games. They might catch two or three, but then I see them winded at the end, you know, a little fatigued.
Right. I feel you on that. But I think Tony Parker is going to be the difference in the whole NBA Finals. I love LeBron, you know, but San Antonio has a deep bench. They can bring a lot of guys off the bench to participate and you know, do what they need to do by using their six fouls, you know, when they're in the game and doing what they do. You know what I mean? So, and Greg Popovich ain't no punk. He know what he be doing when it comes to this type of situation. He is. He's only the second best to field when it comes down to coaching in this here league, man. Ain't nobody better. The field. Then it was Greg Popovich, and then there was Jerry Sloan. Them three dudes, I'm telling you, man. Tom Thibodeau from Chicago, he coming. He up there. He coming. But that boy Phil Jackson and that boy Greg Popovich, man, they lay it out for their players to play it out, man. L Boogie, yeah, I like that, man. You got me saying that all the time now. I like that, man. Lay it out so they can play it out.
Every time I think San Antonio is looking, oh, I want them to break down, like the Mariah Carey song and ball, break down, gotta break it on down. Every time I think they're going to break down, Tony Parker keeps them afloat. It's going to be Tony Parker against LeBron James. What a show we're going to have. David Stern is going to make it be that way. Oh, yeah. David Stern's going to make that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Game 7 for sure.
Yeah. That's for real.
So
I like
the
chances, though.
Let me ask you this, Skeeter. Let me ask you this. Should the Birdman been kicked out of Game 5 after his shenanigans?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If my dude pushed LeBron down, and I mean it wasn't twice. Dude bumped. He pushed him down and then pushed him again. He should absolutely have been kicked out of the game and fined.
Right. Right then. Not today. Not come up with the resolution today. Kick him out right then and there when it happens.
Right. Absolutely.
Because right after that, he made a couple plays, and he made a block shot, and that got, you know, Miami a little bit of momentum. But let me say this about Indiana. They missed a lot of layups in that first half to stretch the lead. They could have been up at least by 10 points. I think they blew that game. I mean, not taking anywhere away from LeBron, but it just would have been more entertaining because the lead would have been stretched a little bit. Indiana missed a lot of layups. We can't forget about that.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good series. I believe it'll be a game 7 in this finals. And I pick Miami over San Antonio by one game.
Now, you saw Floyd Money Mayweather at the game. Am I correct? You saw him on the front row?
Front row.
Did you see Money Mayweather at the game last night?
Absolutely, absolutely. Front row with his boy. Money Mayweather over there.
So let me ask you this. The fight that he just took on, will that quiet the critics?
I personally saw the fight. I wasn't appeased. I don't get me wrong, the dude is a smart fighter. He picks his own
fighters. Right, he's fighting the number one contender.
Money Mayweather, he gets to pick who he wants to fight, you know?
Right, and he's fighting the number one contender. He's fighting the number one contender now. Is he quieting us, his critics, with taking on this fight? Will he shut us up? Or will we just say he has to win?
He has to win. I mean, if he does not win, we'll think, you know, he falling off. You know, the streets don't talk about him.
If he wins, is that kind of like quieting us down? Like, okay, he's validated, because there's a lot of question in the streets. If you know, Money Mayweather is validated as, you know, pound for pound, the best of all time, which he thinks he is. So, my question to you, will this fight validate him and put him more notches in his belt, or will it just be, okay, he won another fight, it's Floyd?
I think they should give him his crown, you know, after this, if he do what he's supposed to do. But, you know, it's going to be a 12-round decision. You know, I want to see him knock somebody out, and then I give him the crown. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him put them bees on him. He was too big to be just going 12 rounds, you know what I'm saying, with this essay cat last time. So I want to see him put somebody flat on their back and send them to the hospital like Mike used to do them.
Wow, the streets is talking. People are saying that Floyd Mayweather probably in August or in July, he's going to come up lame saying that he's injured and the fight won't take place. I heard that today in the streets, in the barbershop. They said, 14th, don't make plans. They said, don't make your flight yet. So listen, world, don't make your flight yet. They're saying Floyd will get injured in his training camp.
Oh, I don't know about that. There you go with that. I don't know. I think he's going to heal up and be ready, man. He got a contract to fulfill, man. Contract, man. You know, Money Mayweather all about his bread. And he going to get it. He ain't going to let nothing interfere with getting that bread. You know what I mean? He's got the best trainers in the world. We got some pill poppers and we got some stuff that shoot you in your behind. We get you right. We got Alice spray. You put it in your mouth. We gonna get you right. We need you right, nigga. Gotta come on with it. You know
Street
what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear that. You gotta get out there. Ski Mo, you gonna bless us this evening on Freestyle Friday, baby?
No, I'm with it, man. I'm in here, man, like 77 swimwear. You dig?
That's the old school, what was that? That square pattern looked like square pigs. That's what it is, man. Well, hold the line, man. You know we're going to get you in on this Freestyle Friday, man. We got people in the asylum we need to go check on. So get back in your cell. We'll get back at you in a minute.
Already.
That's what it is. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. Going to bless us a little bit later. L Boogie on the Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying?
No question. And remember, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend, 347-855-8896. And I've been trying to get all my guys and my gals to call in and you know, have them call in. So we've had a couple people call in. Like I said, we finally got some people to log on over in, you know what I mean, Japan, man. We in the streets of Japan, man. We all
talking
over the world.
There you go.
The streets
that's
are talking, so... You know what I mean? They want to hear the real thing.
L Boogie, like you said, we the real thing, baby. We got that main swing, you feel me? But say, we got another caller in the asylum, man. First time caller, man. It's my dude. He came down and checked us out down in the PHX, man. My dude come from Vegas, you feel me? Let me see if my dude on the line. First time caller. Big Rick, you on the line, baby?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I'm here.
What's up, man? Say what's up to the world, man. It's yours, man. You got a live audience jumping off. What's that?
Oh, man. I'm camera shy right now. I'm just up here cheesing ear to ear, man. Happy to hear something positive going on the radio with some good positive people, man. That's always a good look, you know. So I'm just listening in. If I can put my input in, I got you.
Oh, man, you already know how it go, man. I know your style. You a sports guy like your boy. So, you know, I'm glad you called in. You know, thank you for the love on that. Now, the question of the night, you know, we'll get to boxing later because, I know you know some boxing because if y'all didn't hear me, that boy down there in Las Vegas, all right? So we'll get to him on that in a minute. But as far as the question of the night, you know, depending on if Miami take care of business and make it to the finals, the question of the night from L Boogie, the host, is that do you think San Antonio has a shot at winning this NBA title if they should face up against the Miami Heat?
Well, I don't think – well, my opinion, I think it's Miami's time. You know what I mean? I think it's a time and place for everything. Spurs got a good team and always had a good team, but I don't think they're going to be able to hold up with Miami because Miami, how much, you know, young players they got versus, you know, the Spurs, you know, they got a lot of good players, a lot of veteran players, but I just don't think they're going to hold up against LeBron and his boys. It's just the Heat time, you know what I mean? I really think that's really what it's going to boil down to. They're going to knock off the Pacers, you know what I mean? It's just going to come down to a little experience. I think it's going to go game go to game seven, you know what I mean? Because it's for the money, you know what I mean? So they want to, people want to see them play all the way through, you know, and that's what's going to happen. So all the games going to be played all the way through because they want to make the money. But I think the Heat going to win it all. And if they go up against, you know, San Antonio, I think they're going to beat San Antonio too. That's just my opinion.
That's what it is. I feel you on that. Ain't nothing. That's a good pick, you know, because I feel opposite of that, not just because I'm from Texas. If anybody knows, hey, I only rep one team from Texas, so I don't care about the other teams. But, you know, the second question of the night was, were you impressed with how LeBron performed last night in the third quarter for the Miami Heat against Indiana?
I didn't catch it. I caught just some of the highlights. I seen he put up 30 points. I mean, that's
well, what
game.
He did. Well, let me tell you what he did. In the third quarter, he scored or assisted on 25 of the Miami Heat 30 points in the third quarter alone.
Wow.
That's what he did. Yeah.
Right.
And he also outscored Indiana by himself 16-13 in the third quarter.
Wow. I mean, hey, like I say, man, I mean, it's King James, it's his time. You know what I'm saying? Every player got their time, man, and I think that it's just his time. I mean, for him to put up stuff like he need to do what he's doing. Jordan did the same thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we could probably talk about a lot of games that Jordan did the same thing that LeBron's doing. So, I mean, I didn't catch the game. I was at work, but I don't doubt it. I mean, LeBron is an impressive player. I really don't know what to say. It's not like I'm holding his jock or anything, but he is the truth. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he is the truth. That's for sure. And I think you need to stop crying a little bit, you know, because he is strong. You know, I love LeBron. I mean, like I say, I think he's the closest thing that I've ever seen to Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? As far as size and strength and quickness. You know what I mean? So, you know, but hey, I'm on the West Coast, you know, and I love East Coast teams, you know, but hey, it is what it is. But you know,
right?
You know, LB is the truth, man.
That's what's up. All right, now that we're done with basketball, it's boxing time. I know you follow boxing. You know, you got to let us know. You got to let us know what the story is on it, because I know you got deals on everything about Floyd. My host was trying to call. My co-host, L Boogie, was trying to call out that Floyd was going to somehow get injured between now and September 14th. Man, let us know what the deal is, man, because they don't know the information that I know about you around there. So
right.
You let me know what's going on with Floyd, man. Is he going to pull the swag? Or he going to get injured before September 14th to pull out?
I think Floyd going to fight on September 14th, but if Floyd don't feel that he's ready, he ain't going to fight. You know
right.
What I mean? Floyd is a smart fighter. I know a lot of people like to see him go in there and brawl and see him throw slug and slugs, but that's really not what a boxer is supposed to. Every boxer has their own different craft. You know what I mean?
Right.
Floyd is a skilled boxer. You know what I mean? He going to get in there, he going to box, he going to dance with you, and then he going to jump on his bike, he going to ride around. I mean, you got to look at all the careers of boxers, man. When they get in there and they slug and they box like that and they don't keep themselves healthy after boxing, man, they be hard to talk to. I mean, just as a person, you know what I mean? So it's like I think if Floyd is ready to box, he will box. But if Floyd is not ready to box, he ain't going to put himself in the ring. That's what I think. You know what I mean? Because he does pick and choose his battles. When he fight Canelo, it's going to be a really good challenge for him. You know what I mean? Because the boy can fight. But the critics are going to have something else to say once he beat him. Because somehow Floyd going to find a way to win, because that's what he do. You know what I mean?
You can't
so,
hear
so,
you
know.
Can't see. So let me ask you this. Will the critics be quieted if he wins this fight before we let you go?
10 seconds.
No. They because that's what keeps the game going. You know what I mean? That's just life. You know what I'm saying? If you don't talk, people gonna talk about you. Some people gonna like you. Some people not gonna like you. So they gonna still have something to say. They out there looking for somebody else for him to fight after he fights this dude. You know?
There you have it. Slick Rick would say, like my man Scarface would say, I'm like my man Money Mayweather. And remember the movie Scarface when at this table, he said, I'm the bad guy. I'm the one you point your fingers at.
Right.
And say, there's the bad guy.
Right.
Rick,
there you go.
Man, thank you for calling in, man. Much love to you, man. It was good seeing you. You know what I mean, man. Follow us. L Boogie, tell her what to do.
Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. 347-855-8896.
Hey, I'm calling in every Friday from here on out. Look for me to call in. Now I got to really get up on my sport game, man. I've been working too much. I ain't even know what to really say because I've really been watching the basketball, but I just been catching the highlights and not really being able to really see what's going on like I really want to, but, you know.
It's all good. We're going to get you in the asylum. But right now, listen to this good hip-hop, man. Children's Story. Let's go. Produced by DJ Steph. Let's do it. Raced up the block doing 83, crashed into a tree near university, escaped alive though the car was battered, rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered, ran out of bullets and he still had static, grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic, pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead, he told the cops, back off, for honey, he's dead, deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on, Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went to glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only 17 in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick. Man, it's your boy, L Boogie. The streets is talking. And Slick Rick, don't forget that song is for you, man. It's Mondays and Fridays. So get your recap, you know, this weekend and come back on in, man. Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Man.
Hey. Hey, yo. Hey, Rick, give me a minute, man. I see Rick. I see you calling me, Rick. Give me a minute, baby. I'll get right back at you, baby. That's my dude, dog. You know what I mean? He's a family member of Floyd, man. So anytime we need some inside information, man, you know, we can definitely, you know, call my dude and, you know, see what the deal is, man.
You see what I'm saying? The streets is always talking, man. We always in the blocks, in the asylum, in the cracks. You know, I've been hearing some news. You know, I've been hearing some news lately about the guy that, you know, hey, listen to this, D. Howard. I got goons, too. So what's the use of you having soldiers if you ain't going to use them? So I'm going to say this. D. Howard, you're really pathetic right now. I've got sources down in Houston telling me that you're giving them signals, positive signals, that you might want to be a rocket. Come on, man. You scared?
He's off anyway.
Oh, man. Izzy saw.
Yeah. Uh-oh, L Boogie. I think we're in an insulted Laker fan. I see the line blowing up. We got to go to the silent. They trying to bring out that man. They trying to. What is this guy thinking down here? Man, let's go check out the asylum down here, man. Let me see what's going on with this guy, man.
Is the White Howard fit for the Lakers?
Man.
He's off as a cupcake at a one-year-old party. I don't think you want that on your Laker team. Right now, the best center in the league is not Dwight Howard.
So who is the best center in the league then?
Right now, today?
Right now.
Marcus Saul, Roy Hibbert, Brand Lopez, and then we can talk about Howard. Now, granted, he had a little injury, but if you're out there, you're playing.
Are you
so
looking at stats?
You get talked about.
You looking at stats? You looking at stats or you
no,
talking from your
I'm
heart?
Not looking at stats. I'm not looking
okay.
at stats. I'm looking at his game. And his game is lame. He will not make the Hood of Fame, let alone the NBA Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, he is nominated for a hoodie this year, just so you know. And second of all, if you're going by stats and logic, he number one. That's all
I'm not
number
going
one.
By stats.
Then what
I'm
you
going by to? Play.
Can't nobody outplay him.
They did.
What did you just say? Nobody,
I say,
can
nobody
they did.
He just meant he was mentally starstruck out there in L.A. It happened to the best of them. When you ain't from L.A., you know, you go out there, it's big shoes to fill. Jack Nicholson and everybody out there every night. That's all it is. He'll be cool.
I don't want to hear nothing about being starstruck. You making $80 million a game or a year, man. You better, man. He just ain't big. His mind is not in L.A. He is not an L.A. Laker type of player, man. He can't fit that motto, even though y'all try to steal everybody like the Yankees. You know,
hold on. Don't talk about my Yankees. But go ahead, see. Go ahead.
First of all, Screech is talking. We can get off the White House. We're going to see how that play out. But, L. Boogie, you and all this hating you doing today is just amazing to me. It must be real hot out in AZ, man. This dude is hating on Mayweather, hating on the Lakers, hating on everybody. What's going on? What's really going on? You need a hug today?
You don't know my call, CeeLo? That's how you roll.
Listen,
no doubt.
I did not hate on the money team. I roll with the money team. I just said, well, he's going to quiet the critics. We are critics, not saying me, but as a whole, I'm with reporters now. I go down and I listen to what these reporters are saying, and the streets is talking. Now, am I with them? No, I'm not, because 44 men have tried, 44 men have failed. So, yes. I'm rolling with the money team, but will he quiet people and just say and give them the crown? Because
no.
Everybody has their second thoughts about him being one of the greatest because they're saying that he dies the Pac-Man. I'm just saying what the street's saying.
Man, he didn't dodge the Pac-Man. Pac-Man was on that on HGH, hormone, testosterone, big trouble.
He was on the antler spray,
stuff.
Huh?
He was on all of that. Floyd knew what was up. All he said was take the test. He didn't say it was dodging him.
But I am hating on Dwight Howard. MBG. Nothing but garbage. Him and Andrew
nothing
Bynum. Him and Andrew Bynum. I would love to see how it pans out the next 4 years for those guys. They're burning up millions.
Well, you may be right, El Boogie. And if you are right, I'll invite you over to my house for some fried chicken.
I want some.
You too, bro.
Now, let me ask you this. Will San Antonio, does San Antonio have a chance against the Miami Heat?
Real talk, yes. A real good chance. They could strategize. Popovich knows what's going on with those guys, and it's all fundamentals with them. No glamour, just playing ball. They gonna get all frustrated and everything else like these young boys from Indiana. And everybody knows LeBron James got a problem dealing with San Antonio and anybody from Texas. He's scared of that scissor down there.
He has bad luck with those Texas teams, huh? Yeah, you're right
bad
about
luck.
That.
Yes, he does.
So
yeah, I definitely know when Miami gets rid of Indiana, seven games, it's going to go seven again, and San Antonio is going to get them another little championship. Win one for Texas.
Wow.
Boo hoo.
Hey, so the second question of the night was, were you impressed with how LeBron was able to control the third quarter and assist a score on 25 of the 30 points in the third quarter in game five?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. LeBron be ripping it. He be representing when he need to. But if he need to be more consistent. But, yeah, as far as the third quarter, he did that. Ain't no doubt at all. Screech is talking on that one. If anybody else have a third quarter like that this year, you let me know.
Wow. Let me say this before I let you go. Do you think that LeBron James' motivational speech motivated those guys to go out there and will it prevail in game six? But you say it's going seven. You don't think it can carry over to game six and they just went in six?
No, I ain't going to do that. The Birdman got suspended. And, you know, the NBA, David Stern, got way more power than no matter what LeBron do, second, third, fourth, fifth quarter. It ain't going to matter. They got to get that money.
Like they say in the streets, you're not bigger than the game. It's still going to keep going. Regardless, David Stern is in the mob. If people don't know it, the streets is talking. He's in the mob. He going to make it do what it do, baby. So, man, we appreciate you seeing as usual. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. Hopefully you stay on the line. We got Freestyle Friday coming up. And so, you know what I mean? One more or two callers get out here and talk about what they think. And some people are thinking San Antonio is going to win. I really want to know what they had in their juice tonight, bro. I'm with Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. There's no way, no how, unless LeBron James, the machine, gets hurt, that they're going to let this one slip away. Like one of our callers said, it's their time. And I just think it's LeBron's time because right now, if you think about it, when he was with the Cavs, he had some guys whose career was descending. And that's what's happening now in Miami, and he's putting them on their back in a different type of way this time. So we'll see. Rome, you with me out there? We got any? Who you got coming in next in the asylum? Wow. Ro got caught up in the streets for a second, everybody. You out there with me, Ro? I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ro. Hey, L Boogie, my bad. You know, I was in the asylum, man. I had to shake him up off of me. I had to spray some money to get up out of there, baby. You know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping tonight. It's Freestyle Fly. It's ready for the freestyle, baby.
Woo-wee.
You know what I mean?
Man.
So
oh, man, I can't wait, man.
Right.
So,
you gonna bless the mic tonight, L Boogie, with the time?
Oh, man, you know I'm a blessed love. I'm a blessed lover. No question. As usual. I wonder is some of my, you know, UGC guys, are they in the asylum? I'm looking for the youngest. I don't know if they're on the DH side. But, you know, man, we're going to look for them. I'm going to see if they're out there creeping, man. They're trying to get out. I see you.
Yeah,
so,
I know they're going to be bringing the funk. They always bring the funk at UGC. I'm getting used to the young underground Cleveland. They getting it in. I must say, I've been impressed the last couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens
on Freestyle Friday. You know, I'm like P. Diddy and Russell Simmons, man. They was okay. They was cool. And like my man C say, I'm always hating. No, man, I'm not hating. I just love greatness. I just love greatness. And if you ain't got greatness, the L Boogie ain't getting down with you. Ain't going to be no Boogie Night. So, man, I say this,
I want to give a shout out to Second Chance Group Home, sponsored the show tonight. Shout out to the Green Eye Bandit, man. I know you died at the spot down in C-Town. You know, Zeke, how you doing, baby? Sunny Red, D-Mac, you know what I mean? Big Ticket is going down. Monday, we're going to have a special guest. He's in OTAs right now. London Fletcher from the Washington Redskins. So be tuning in. We're going to have him in on Monday. So be looking out for that interview.
Hey, L Boogie, you know we got another, well, we got him in asylum. I told you, man, I dropped the keys. They tried to bum rush me. So I was able to get control of the keys to get back. So we got our player partner from the sports officials, Mr. T. Nick, on the line, always repping all every Sunday. You can find him at 1 o'clock Eastern, sports officials. Mr. T. Nick, what's going on, brother?
Hey, don't you know that ninjas get smoked and take their life for a joke? You know how it go. How y'all doing, fellas?
What's going on,
T. Nick, what you do,
hey, man.
Baby?
Man, you know I've been missing, man. You know they caught me with a silly sale, so they put me in the hole, dog. So I finally got out, man. I appreciate you letting me get out.
They caught you with some contraband. Oh,
hey,
man. Oh, how you
hey, dog. Hey, they caught me on the shakedown, man. I was slipping. Hey, look though, man. You know, I got my ear. You know, I got my mirror hanging out. You know, between the cell bars, and I'm listening to everything, man. I just want to touch on a few things before I go, man. You know, y'all asking. You know, I know the question of the night. One of the questions is, was I impressed with LeBron James' third quarter last night? And I got two words for you, man. Hell no, I was not. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. Let me tell you why. As a Cleveland fan, I watched this man go for 48-9-7 against the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? When the Pistons was in their heyday. He scored our final 25, okay? He scored our final 29 of our 30. And don't forget, that game went into double overtime. So that means he scored our final 11 of our 21 in the fourth quarter. He scored all 9 in overtime, and he scored all 9 in double overtime and won the game. So was I impressed with what he did last night? Hell no. We ain't had Boston on that team. We ain't had D-Wade on that team. We wasn't defending champions. I wasn't impressed at all. But, you know what I'm saying, LeBron is LeBron. I ain't going to hate on him. I ain't sprinkling no hater juice on him or sprinkling no crack on him or nothing like that. The man is the best in the game. I take nothing away from him whatsoever. All right, I just want to put that out there, okay? As far as do the Heat got a shot at winning the titles, as far as the Spurs got a shot at winning the title, is do the Heat got a shot? Because the Spurs got that old man strength, and we all know what that old man strength is. You know, and I know you got something to say about that, Bucky. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, man, you know, that's still Timmy D, and that's still Parker, you know, and they still got some of them young bloods missing there, man. So, you know, that's Popovich, and, you know, I ain't saying that Spoelstra is a good coach. You know, he ain't a great coach, you know, but I think Pop can out-coach that dude there. So I think that's what it's going to come down to him right there. You know, it's going to come down to them. You know, they both got Jimmys and Joes. It's going to come down to them X's and O's is what it's going to come down to when it comes down to there. That record situation with Julie Herman, the AD, she was abusive just like the coach they let go. She was abusive at Tennessee as a volleyball coach, just like Mike Rice was, you know, the basketball coach that just let go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They ain't just got problems with her. You know what I'm saying? They got problems with Eddie Jordan. I like Eddie Jordan. He's a bruh. I got no problem with him. You know what I'm saying? But he come back.
But
he didn't
graduate.
He didn't even graduate. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you, T-Ro, give me a job if you ain't running background check.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, T-Nick, if you ain't doing no background check, your boy, hey, I'm the best for the job. You know what
man.
I mean? I can clean every day. I can
I was the defensive coordinator for the bad boys if you ain't going to run no background check. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know, so it is what it is. And your boy Gee in Old State, he a fool, man. You know, first of all, this man has spent $64,000 in bow ties alone. So that tell you right there, he a fool. That tell you he a fool. You know what I'm saying? $64K in bow ties. Is you serious? You know what I'm saying? It's serious. So, you know, that all being said, man, streets are talking. You know what I'm saying? I see the guards looking. I better step back. Hey, Speedy Motor 3rd, I got to tell him, Money Mayweather is a boxer. He ain't no knockout artist, so if you're going to keep on waiting for them knockouts, he ain't going to never knock nobody out. You know what I'm saying? He's a boxer. He's a fighter. That's what he is, man. He's technical. You know, he's going to touch you, and he's going to move, and that is what it is. Hey, Streets are talking, man. Hey, cell block four, man. Let me get back in the dope. I'll holler at y'all.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's how it go down, yo, Boogie. T-Nick, ladies and gentlemen, sports officials, every Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, goes down. Check them out. They hot. Yo, Boogie, what's going on with you, baby?
I gotta say something about that. T-Nick, I got to fly you this kite. Now, yes, LeBron hit those buckets. I was there in Auburn Hills. I was live. We was there. Let me say this. Against a descending team, that's why they beat a team that been to the finals 3 years in a row. They was getting old anyway. But playing against a young team like Indiana, it impressed me a little bit more because of how he did it. So I just got a rebuttal on that. And I will say that we've seen this movie before, but I was impressed by the third quarter performance. I got to fly you a kite. I'll be on the air on Sunday. I'll be on. Did I do that? Get with my man, T-Nick, man. The sports are finishing. Oh, man, it's your boy, L Boogie. We're going to come back Freestyle Friday after the commercial. We're going to bless the mic. Let's go.
Scared to look, they shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway. some get shot, locked down, and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts that straight up shook one, shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one.
Back in the streets, we back in the asylum with your boy L Boogie, co-host T Row Jewel the G. Show produced by DJ Steph. Mondays and Fridays. blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero. That's not a typo. 347-855-8896.
Jewel, what's up with you, baby?
Man, Jewel's be out on that assignment. That's my dude. Be getting it in. Jewel, much love to you, baby. I know you're checking in.
Oh, man, also I want to give a shout-out to, you know, Butler Elementary School out here in Phoenix, Arizona, man. You know, man, I want to give him a shout-out last couple of days. My eighth graders and graduated. Big up, big up. You know what I mean? Black. They out of there. They off to high school now. They back to being sixth graders. That's what I told them. Welcome to the real world. So, you know, I'm going to keep it trio. I'm going to keep it in the street with these guys.
That's what's up. That's what it is.
So, whoa.
Yo, what's the deal, baby?
I just flew a kite to somebody, man. If they ready to holler, man. I know they talking out there. The line's blowing up. We got a couple callers want to get in before we do this freestyle. They done flew you a kite trying to get to me. I'm going to let the CO see if we can get him in.
Yeah, we're going to try to get him in real quick. Give me a minute, man. I got to run downstairs real quick. You know what it is, man. Get the mind in the clouds, you feel me? But we're going to come back to that in just a second. But what I was going to say while I'm walking down these steps down yonder, hey, man. Who you really got in the Floyd Mayweather fight against Canelo?
I got the money team, no question. I will be there doing the show Friday night before the fight. Are you kidding me? I'm with the money team. The man is the best in the game. I can't knock that. I mean, I have no bad word to say about it. One of my favorite fighters to do it. I like his swag. I like how he approaching the game. And I like how he do it. Get hit and don't be hit. That's the name of the game. You don't want to be walking around here slobbing at the mouth at 50. Get your money. Get the points. And get up out of there. Do the Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar still looking pretty over there. He got out when he was supposed to. After Bernard went to that body, he said, "But I got to go." He turned him into a bag of bones. It was time to go.
Got to go.
Golden Boy Productions. I think I'm going to go into a new career. So, yeah, I got Floyd Mayweather. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, I'm going to, you know, take some commissary down there, and I'm going to make sure I put it on Floyd. And can I be honest with you? I think Floyd is going to catch the guy with a left hook and knock him out coming in the ninth round. Streets is talking. You heard it here first. That's my prediction.
Yeah, Floyd usually take the ones that be trying to really go after him. He always seems to have that extra movement during that time to put you on your back. You know what I mean? Ricky Haddon and a whole bunch of, you know, Diego Corrales. I mean, the list goes on and on, the guys that he, you know. How many more names you want me to call out that either did bad right when they thought that they were, when they thought they were, you know, we're going to do this guy in. So it's amazing, man, that it's really amazing that, you know, he's still undefeated, and when it comes up to fighting this Canelo guy, yeah, Canelo is a little bit bigger. They fighting at a 152 catch weight, You know what I mean? Which, you know, Floyd can make that easily, but that means Canelo's going to be a little bit bigger on fight night. But, you know, like I say, man, can't hit what you can't see. I think Floyd's going to be ready to put it in and do his thing. You feel me?
Yeah, I got Floyd. Like I said, it's going to be big. I mean, it's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be buzz over the summer. There's going to be something talked about. And I just hope that everybody's healthy, no excuses, and it goes down. Because I will be in the building. I will be there. Trust me.
You talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what's up. Hey, before we hit this Freestyle Friday, man, we're going to bring the producer in, DJ Steph, you know what I'm saying, to let us know what's going on about all the hottest mixtapes that's getting ready to come out, because, you know, a lot of music came out on Tuesday, man, you know what I mean? So let's check in with DJ Steph and see what's going on with this new music stuff, man, because, you know, the mixtapes in the streets is where we at.
Oh, yeah, what's up, world? This young Steph. Oh, yeah, Gucci just dropped that new mixtape, that Trap House 3, so, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and look out for that. You know, Big Crit and everybody else and all of them, go ahead and look out for that. Oh, man, it's so hot right now. But, yeah, Frenchie just dropped something, too. And Young Jeezy, he just dropped a new one yesterday. So, look out for that.
Oh, wait, it's going down. Gucci! And Frenchie Montana, huh? He dropped on Biggie's birthday, man. Shout out to Biggie Small too, man. And listen to this. One more shout out. Uncle Joe, always listening. His ear is always to the street listening. Him and Uncle Gary, man, I know they out there, man. They out there fishing tonight on this Friday night. They calling from the boat as usual. You know what I mean? Then they going to, you know, cook that good old fish, man, and have it, you know, for the game tomorrow out in Cleveland, man. That's how they do it, man. They out there fishing, listening to the show, politicking. I love y'all, man. Big up. No.
Big up, Bob. That's what it is, man. Yeah, L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about, baby. You know, much love to everybody who called in each week, man. Much love to all our active callers and listeners, man. It's always good to know we got the support, man. So it's on and cracking, you know what I mean?
Yo, is we ready to drop the Freestyle Friday, man?
Oh, man, go on and shake a leg, man. Get this flow started, man. Get this Freestyle Friday started, man. You know, the silence is blowing up. You know what it is.
Man, let me go ahead and hit the little, you know what I mean, freestyle, no music. I'm about to hit it with some on the poetic side right quick, you know what I mean? So, man, my rap game's so tight like two pantyhose. I don't give a fuck because these niggas know I overdose. I'm educated, never player hating on these other niggas who ain't never had their mind elevated. I'm a point guard, so I'm always penetrating. I always got 100 million swag, so you always player hating. Everybody tripping because I switch up my lingo. After I get her on her back, all I do is say bingo. And I forgot to tell you I be Legoing my ego. And everybody be tripping because I get mines like my nigga Yao. I messed up the rhyme, but I'm coming back like pow. Don't trade me, Gasol. Oh, man, I'm in control of y'all. The streets is talking, Boo Meeks on my good foot. Everybody tripping because I love LeBron and I don't cook. I forgot to tell you I was popping that crack. Oh, shoot, here they come. I better get back on my rack. Pippin' game, I never lack. Better watch out, I had your girl on my track. And I forgot last week she sat on my lap. And if you ain't careful, homeboy, pimp smack, let me get back and get the show on the crack. I'm on T-Row, man. I'm done, man. Go ahead, man.
Hell, Boogie, put it down tonight, man. Getting it started. That's what I'm talking about. You feeling good?
Oh, no question, man. They better watch out, man. I might have sold two albums on that one, man.
You know what I mean? That's how we get the Freestyle Friday started up in this joint. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, man. So, hey, old Boogie, ladies and gentlemen, that's how he's feeling on this Friday, every Friday, you know what I mean? Got his game getting tighter every week. L Boogie, stop it. Don't hit him like that, baby. Don't hit him like that.
If it's a game seven, they better watch out. I got a game seven flow if they ain't careful.
Yeah. You got that. End it all. Man, I'm going to end it all. That's what it is. All right, man. Well, DJ Steph, man, let's go ahead and bring in Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson the third, man, and get him on. And let's see what we can get from this young fella this evening and get it cracking. Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson the third, you on the line with me, man?
Hey, man, you know I'm here, man, always as usual, man.
Man, thank you for being so patient with us, man. You know it is Freestyle Friday. You know the silence is blowing up. Hey, old Boogie just blessed the mic, you know, man. That boy that was feeling kind of good this evening. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. He always give us a good dose to kick it on off, man.
It's crazy.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Well, Skeeter Moe, man, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna run to you real quick, man, and, you know, bless the mic for us, and then we're gonna see who else is out there. You dig what I'm saying? So it's all you, baby.
Already, man. One more time, Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third on your mind, man. You know Texas finest. Yeah. Okay, I came up fairly fast. A young nigga stayed on the grind. By 13, I was working clean, rolling up and smoking pine. We hit the block about 20 times. Try to sell about 20 dimes. If I get caught with this bout it, I'll laud it, man. It ain't mine. Damn right, a nigga lying. Damn right, a nigga paid. If you try me, you'll probably get sprayed down with this nigga rage. Self-made, what's up, Fleet? That's my OG, we up in these streets. If you ever up in the deep and need anything, well, just call Keith. They can get it fast, but I can get it faster. They've been watching the way I move, trying to learn something from the master. I got green like a pasture, got a team like a pastor. Just break bread and buy your head, and like Pac, I ain't mad at you,
Woo! Oh, Lord.
Like Pac, I ain't mad at you. Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson the third, baby. 777, baby. Already know. Green like that pasture. Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
I ain't listening too slow. Blessed love.
That's what I'm
talking about.
Peter Moe,
Jesus,
you know,
love,
man. Some respect, man. I'm going back to my cell. I'm out.
Yeah, that's what it is. And we out with that. Drop the mic on them status. That's what it is. Well, every Friday, ladies and gentlemen, you can find that guy, Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson, the third, hollering at us on Freestyle Friday. You dig? Blessing the mic. Damn, L Boogie, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Getting it in like
no question. Did we ever find the young gunners? Did we go over to the juvenile side? Were we able to put them out of their row?
Yeah, man. You know, I think it's a little late for the juveniles. They still trying to maneuver and hide in the cut and the cracks. You know what I mean? Trying to still stay out late night on that corner cut. So I don't know where they at. We've been trying to get at them, man, but. You know, you and Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson the third definitely did your thing this evening. And you know, it is what it is, man. So if you know, I want to give some shout outs real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the wife and the fam. You know what I mean? I'll shout out to all the college and high school graduates and junior high graduates, man. You know, going from one class to the next. You know, keep it up. We are all students first.
Listen.
Hold on, I think we got a caller. I think we got one.
Let's go to DJ Steph. Put me in with that. Go put him on the line. Is he in the asylum?
What's the deal?
What the deal, man? So I'm speaking to.
Hell Boogie, what's going on? Streets is talking, you know I'm here. Can't miss the Friday. Gotta hold it down for my mans.
No doubt, Chucky D.
What's the deal?
Oh,
you know I'm ready. I've been listening, and I hear y'all screaming, but it ain't nothing to scream for, so it's time for me to kill the show like normal. The champion is here, and I'm taking on challenges every Friday, 9 Eastern time. The streets is talking, man. I'm taking any challenges, Boogie. I'm holding it down from the land. You know that.
Well, let me hear some, Chucky D.
El Boogie, listen. I say, I'm young Charlie Hustle, and don't forget the hustle. I'm a skinny nigga pumping weight without a muscle. I be stacking up the chips, and I ain't talking ruffles. And if you're trying to rob the kid, then I'ma have to bust you. I'm coming straight up out the slums and thumbing through the check. All about the money, but I would die for my respect. A humble young nigga, and I'm nothing like the rest. And bitches love the kid, cause my swag in full effect. Yeah. El Boogie. I say, I'm going, hold on. I'm going in, and it ain't shit that's stopping me. So I stay high, cause the top is where I gotta be. So thorough, all them lame niggas copy me. Yo, plug taxing. Fuck it, nigga, come and shout with me. Yeah, money talks, so I'm never quiet. And I be eating good while them niggas on a diet. Bitch, I'm the shit, and girls, they can't deny it. Cause I'm flyer than the plane, and I'm higher than the pilot. El Boogie, streets is talking, man. The champion is here, man. Tell him to get with me.
Well, listen to this, Chuck.
Tell him to get with me, El Boogie.
Listen to this, Chuck. I'm going to come back on you because I'm feeling good on this Friday. We let mute Chuck right quick so I can put something on Chuck's mind right quick.
Lay it down.
Hey, Ro, let me tell this guy something right quick, man. Before you was born, I didn't touch state to state. And if you ain't careful with your mouth, I'll put you on an estate. That means I'm going to put you in the grave, and don't you know how I go yard. Man, I don't wear number 4, but you better respect me like I'm Brett Favre. I didn't change the game and went up like A-Rod. Man, you tripping because when I hit my block, I'm like Ronnie Lott. Man, I tackle you so hard, if you quick to say something, hey, sit back, y'all. He ain't worth being jumped in. Oh, man, I can go from her. I go from Hawaii to Australia back to Japan. I get 20 and 10 like my man Tim Duncan. You feel me? I get 20 and 10 like my man Tim Duncan, man. You know what I mean?
Let him know. Old school style.
Hey, hold on. Don't let me listen. Put me back in, man. Because I got a cool 30 and I will kill the Freestyle Friday, man. I got 30 for you. Is you ready for this 30, El Boogie? Don't give me
going
like that, El Boogie, because I got to go.
Man,
we ain't the only one that got the skills, young pimp.
Which one I want to hear? Y'all need to hear something else? I got to go, El Boogie. Don't make me do it to you. I respect you too much, but I get you right now for the street.
But listen,
talking El Boogie live.
While you talking and thinking about what's on your brain, I'm worse than Method Man when I bring the pain. You tripping right now because they call me Boogie. Oh, man, like I said last week, you better respect me like I'm Tookie. My mama named Cookie, and I forgot to tell you, Chuck, in my game, you a rookie. Come on, dog. I don't sit on the sideline. I'm the quarterback, and they screaming prime time. I go for the last bucket. When you give me the ball, I'll lose everything and bounce back up like round ball. Yeah, I took that line from Jay-Z, but like in 1990, I never played JV. You better Google me on that McDonald's All-American tip, and if you ain't careful, homeboy, I'll have you sitting in some shit.
Ooh. Hold on, I gotta come straight at him. Enough is enough. Don't take me out of the game. I'm born 24 hours, and I'm finna blow up. I ain't talking Twin Towers. Dude's a fag, a pussy, a phony, a coward. Only time you get your dick wet when you get in the shower. Talking about you do this shit. Please tell me how, Boogie. I'm balling in the game, and you just a foul, Boogie. Yeah, I'm milking this shit. Something like a cow, Boogie. So my money real long. Something like a mile, Boogie. Nigga, you washed up. Go and get your towel, Boogie. I've been bad. Now you money? Wow, Boogie. Boogie, get off my dick. I'm trying to steal my style, Boogie. And you already lost. Don't take this shit to trial, Boogie. Amusing ass nigga. I swear you funny. I gave you some shit, you lost it. I swear you clumsy. And you swear that you smart. I'm about to prove you a dummy because pesos ain't worth more than American money. You pretend. So I had to pull your bluff because you a rowdy-ass nigga, Boogie, but you ain't tough. And you stubborn like a chick. I know you ain't rough. You talking like you bad, Boogie. You talking like you bad boy.
Right.
Biggie, you ain't puff. You're not
you better watch your mouth.
He the guy personal, man.
Yeah, you better watch your mouth.
Oh, man.
I got
oh,
it. Nothing personal. Freestyle Friday,
streets
of talking.
Listen.
Oh, you he didn't think I was
hey,
coming hard.
I'm going to say one more part. Listen.
Just
hey.
You gave up your belt, calling yourself a champ, and let L.B.
Hey.
Get it in.
For real, because listen, I'm going to say one more line. If you ain't heard, man. If you ain't heard, man, I have you tattooed up like the bird, man. That's it, man. You know what I mean? So, it's your boy, man, always, man. I love you, man. No doubt. We should have some people call in and critique the flow, man, and say who won the battles, man. That's what we should do. That's what we're going to do next Monday. I mean, next Friday, bro.
We gonna set that up. Don't even worry about that. That's in the making, man. You know us. We do anything. We just fly from the top, baby. Fly from the top.
See, they don't even know I'm a. See, they don't even know I'm a fifth and sixth grade teacher, man. See what I'm saying? They don't even know what I do for real in the streets. It's just a hobby. You know what I mean? On that freestyle, I'm talking on that rapping. That's just give me. You know what I mean? So we,
right.
So. We go keep it as keep it as that. Let's keep it as that. You know what I mean? So we got a little bit more time. If we did the juveniles wake up? Did they be able to come through? I don't know. If we got any of them on the scroll? I know me and Chuck D was verbal jabbing right there. So it was fun, man. I loved it.
Chuck D, one of them slippery ones. You know, he can get away and get around wherever he need to get around, man. He know the land like nobody else, man. So, that youngster knew what he was doing. So, he just, I don't know how he got away, but the other ones better start following that guy. Because he knew how to get a connection. You feel me?
Man. Hey, let me ask you this. Did Pooh call the asylum? Because maybe we could get her to critique the freestyles. We need some people to holler about that, man. We got to start doing that. Why not tonight?
No, man. No, not tonight, man. Little sis say she chilling, man. She taking care of London and things, kicking back in the cut.
She in L.A. I think she in L.A., man. Streets is talking, man. We got everybody from all my family in L.A. listening. I love you guys.
That's
all
what
much
it
love.
Is, man. So, she chilling on the line, just listening in like always, showing her support like she always do, feel me?
No question. Woo, bro, we got it in tonight, man. We got it in tonight.
I'll tell you, man, Freestyle Friday. If you didn't know, you better tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Hold on. Cut the music. Hold on, producer. Did we get Pook in the asylum? I think she flew me a kite. Is she in? We got to give her input on the freestyle, man, and on what's going on in the rap game out here.
We going to Lil Sis right now. Little sis, what's up with you? Where you at? You repping? What's going on? I heard you was in L.A. Tell me what the deal is.
Man. I'm the sandman, man. I'm the sandman out here. Boogie,
how you
them rats, man.
I'm listening.
Hey, I love you, but this man gonna have to dust you off the stage, man.
Sis, why we gotta pull him off stage? I thought he was.
I thought I sold 5 copies.
At least
I thought I sold 5 copies. All the way 100. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100, man. If I was on Apollo and I was a Sandman and my brother was on the stage with them dusty raps, I would have to put you on the stage.
That's because I'm your brother. If it was another guy, she'd be like, oh, he sounds cold. That's because you've been with me since we've been young, and I've been you've been in the car listening to us since age one, man. That's why.
That's that singing rap you rapped when we left in the rise back in 2001.
Taking it back.
We live in the rise, headed home before we stop at the marathon, and you rapping drunk.
The streets is talking sports radio with Twisted Hip Hop. There you got it, Poop. How was Chuck D and Skeeter Moe Jacob Johnson III? How did you like them?
I like them. I like Skeeter Moe style. I mean, I'm always bobbing my head to Skeeter Moe. His flow sounds like, you know, Pimp C to me, so I'm going to always bob my head to that.
Okay.
And Chuck D, y'all was battling back and forth. I honestly really wasn't even listening because I was so busy laughing at you trying to come back at the man. I'm like, man, Boogie, stop.
Hell, Boogie had to get that championship belt. The youngster think he done left and took the belt with it. He got, nah, it's right here tonight.
Hey, if y'all need me to be the Sandman for every Freestyle Friday, I have no problem doing that. I'm gonna keep it real.
There you have it, Poop. You are a judge on Freestyle Friday.
All right, that's
asylum,
my job.
The asylum getting hot.
I gotta go back home and do some work, huh? I don't want to get booed off the whole show. I'm the host, and I'm giving my. And my own sister is hollering. Oh, she hollering. The streets is talking. That's what I'm talking about. We keep it real.
Y'all, man. I gotta go tend to London. She outside the door. Love y'all.
Love you, too. No doubt. There you have it.
Much love, sis. Much love. Yeah, L Boogie. Damn, sis called you out, huh?
Oh, man. She called me out. She liked everybody but me, man. See? You already know what that is, big brother, little sister thing. You already know. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
What
no
it is.
Doubt,
even
no doubt.
Streets is talking, man. But, yeah, that's what it is, man. Let's go to a commercial real quick and come back before you close out. You know what I mean? Because he was dancing before we went back to the asylum, you did?
Oh, man, no doubt. She RIP'd me, man. Streets of talk. When I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in the air, I don't feel the love. Look, RIP, 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 RIP. Every club in your city, what niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, what niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit, like in the A's. Who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench more. R.I.P. Came in with me and kick your dough in. Roll up, pass it around like
like we Jamaican. Whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm trumped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him embarrassed, she think she holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch slang, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sass. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
Mondays and Fridays. And tonight, as a recap, we talked about the Eastern Conference Finals, the Western Conference Finals. We talked about the lady who was hired as the Rutgers Athletic Director and all the baggage that came along with her. We're going to, you know, talk about that more on Monday. Also, we're going to talk about the NBA lottery. What do you think the Cavs should do with the number one pick? Once again, it's becoming that time. It's June. We're also going to talk about the results of Game 6. Will there be a Game 7 to talk about? And then we'll get ready for the finals. Also on Monday, we'll talk about Tiger Woods. Dance, make good dance.
Won't be nothing to talk about.
Tiger has this tournament to get warmed up for the next major. Will he get that major?
Good thing he got three more in between this one, because, boy, he's at a plus one right now. He barely made the cut.
It's getting ugly, bro.
Yes, it is. But they playing in a lovely city out there in Dubai.
Yes, my home state, Ohio, Dublin. That's where he owns that tournament.
Dublin.
So, but, you know, I just, you know, want to give a shout-out to everybody, you know, that's listening, all-time callers, first-time listeners. You know, the streets is talking. We'll be back Monday. Roll. Any more shout-outs before I give my last thought?
Man, nah, you know what it is, man. Much love to you, man, and my dude, Jewel the G. Man, big ups, big respect to my dude T-Nick for calling in from the sports officials. Love to hear from him and the original scorekeeper, you know what I mean, when they can. And, man, you know, Jewel's the G. My dude, always on that side. Be careful on that road, baby. Much love to you fellas, man. And, you know, we're going to get it in on Monday.
No question. You know, much love, first of all, to my man Chuck D. Nothing personal. Great rap show. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. You know, I want to love that. And, you know, like I said, man, I love the world. And one thing that we have to understand, as you see, the players, again, another draft, modern-day slavery. Did you see the video? They had a video on TV with Lil Wayne and his crew, Nicki Minaj, putting opening an appeal and putting it in the drink. But that's the number 2 video on 106 in Park. but Rick Ross gets his endorsement dropped from Reebok. Where's the correlation? We have to do something about this. Who's going to speak out? My athletes, my entertainers. We're not looking too good right now. The streets is talking, sports talk show. We're going to keep it real or we're going to keep it gangster. Like E.F. Hutton, always listening. Let's do it, bro. Let's go.
Hey,
DJ Steph.
Tell the people the slogan.
The slogan, no question. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. An alligator snapping.
Man.
I see you on Monday, baby. You know what I mean?
Let me go check back in cell 15, man, and let these guys get at us. DJ Steph, take us out of here with some funk, baby. Let's go. See you on Monday. Let's go.
Count me mil, nigga.